It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, as she does maybe two, three times a year, I've got Superintendent Micah Salas with Carbon School District. And we like to bring her in at the first of the year, kind of talk about what's going to happen. And then, of course, now with how things have gone thus far and see how closely they all match up. How's that sound, Micah? Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. Good to see you again.
Always good to see you. So let's just dive right into it. Let's talk about the one thing we always like to talk about when you come in is let's talk about some wins. And we've got plenty of mid-year wins, don't we?
We really do. You know, this has just been a great year so far. I really can't believe it's almost halfway over. But that shows that it's been great because it's just flying by. So we must be having fun.
That's a good sign. And we talk with the school district every week about different things that are going on. And we've got, great policies going on as far as behavioral policies and reading policies and all of this stuff. And one of the ones that kind of came to the light, and you wanted to share some numbers because it's working, and that's the attendance policy at Carbon High School.
You know, we are super excited. We have, since COVID, we have really faced some poor attendance. During COVID, obviously, and then the year after, our attendance was worse than it's ever been. And there was kind of a change in philosophy with somehow in our society, I guess I'll say, with attendance, and it really took a hit that didn't come back as quickly as some of the other things. So a lot of our schools have taken a pretty serious stance on attendance. We just want kids in school. We just really have to have them there, and we don't want to rely on outside agencies. We're not wanting to turn kids over to court or anything like that, like we used to. We used to be able to do that and want to do that to help incentivize kids to come to school, and that had varying degrees of working. And what we've tried to do now is really put in place our own systems within our own school to really incentivize kids to be at school. And it's working. I mean, we're getting kids in school. We're getting them to attend better, and it has paid off. We had 64% of students at Carbon High School on the honor roll in first quarter, which not just a little bit successful, but on the honor roll, like extremely successful. And it's because they're in school, and we just can't teach kids who aren't there. It's just difficult. Not only that, but they miss out on so much. When kids are gone, you know, they get behind, but they also miss just the social aspect and the exciting things that are going on every day. And it's just, you just can't get some of that back. Even if you make it up, some of it's not make-up-able, if that makes sense.
Well, and those things aren't.
They're not.
Those things
those
are
experiences
not. You're absolutely
aren't.
Right. And you know, whatever happened to these kids and their FOMO, their fear of missing out. You know, that's
right.
That's why you had to go to school.
That's right.
You know, try going to school in a day when you didn't have a cell phone. And if you missed, you heard nothing.
Just tough luck, buddy.
That's right. So you have to catch up. And that's the other thing. And it's great that you're, you know, seeing the wins on the grades and everything like that as well, because we always talk with everybody from the school district and those kinds of things, and they always almost say the same thing. You know what? We can't teach your children if they're not in school.
Right.
And this proves it.
Well, this proves it. And, you know, we obviously, our focus is to prepare students for after high school, after graduation. We want them to be contributing members of society. We want them to be positive influences in our world. And so that's our number one focus. But there's so much more to school than the academics as well. And we don't want them missing out on any of that.
And we're going to talk about those here in just a moment. But the other thing we got to talk about, one more thing, the boring stuff, so to speak, as far as they're concerned. Mid-year testing is going on now. Or are we wrapping up right before the break? Is that how it goes?
It's been going on, right. And we are wrapping up. And it's, you know, test scores are coming in very favorable. We've really focused on some intervention work and specifically targeting our essential skills and making sure that students have what they need to be successful. And again, it's paying off. That consistent effort over time is what pays off. And we're seeing that. We're really, I feel like, finally in this, I guess what the new normal is, but normal again.
Right.
After our...
We want the pre-normal.
We want the pre-normal.
We really do.
Yeah, we really do.
We're slowly starting to push back into that. And that's a good thing because... Yeah, for a little while there, it wasn't right, and it's great to get back out, be out doing things, and you see it when you go out in the area and everything, that people are kind of getting back outside again.
You know, they really are, and it's important. I mean, as much as we think we're connected with technology, we really need connection with people, human beings in the same room. And that's what school provides also, is this huge connection to other people. And that's really what we need. And that's what makes people successful.
Absolutely. So then we had a couple of coaches get some pretty serious recognition. And you wanted to talk about that.
Serious recognition. Actually, last night they were recognized at the school board meeting. But we just want to give a big shout out, first of all, to Allie Chamberlain. She's our swim coach. And she was recognized by Utah High School Athletic Association as the 3A Coach of the Year. So this is for all sports. This isn't just for swim. This is all sports. So she was recognized across the state as the outstanding coach. So again, multiple state championships under her belt. She's a mentor for students. She gives years and years and years of time to the kids. And you can tell, and they're extremely successful because of her passion and her commitment to them. So great job to Allie Chamberlain. The other one is Talise Martak. She's our cross country coach, and she was recognized by the NFHS as the Utah Coach of the Year for cross country, but also they recognized her as the Section 7 Coach of the Year. And that is for multiple states. So Utah, Arizona, California, and Nevada. So a huge recognition for her. And this is outside of High School Athletic Association. This is an organization recognizing her accomplishments as a coach. And by winning this or being recognized with this award, she's actually put in for a National Coach of the Year. So we'll hope and wish the best for her there. But again, multiple state championships under her belt, mentorship, the time and dedication these coaches put in is really phenomenal and far exceeds the stipend. It's not about the stipend. They really are dedicated to their sport, but more importantly to our kids.
Very true. And then while we're on that subject, we also need to talk about, we had another state championship come to Carbon High School.
First ever for our high school marching band. And so just hats off to our marching band, to Mr. Cunningham for leading the charge. And just these kids are phenomenal. And again, they put in hours and hours a day all summer. It's really impressive how much time outside of school that these kids and coaches are spending, and parents transporting back and forth. So, yeah, we appreciate them all.
And I shared that with you. My kids, both of them, have been out of high school for 4 years, 5 years almost, and they were part of the marching band, part of the build-up back up again, even back when Mrs. Jensen started everything. They started rolling with that, and when that happened, we all kind of took a moment and sent Mr. Cunningham a text, because you build those relationships and they don't ever go away. And that's right. The amazing thing too about band. And once again, you got to be at school for that to happen.
Got to be at school.
All right. And then we wanted to close with, you're going to look a little different this year when it comes to snow policies and snow days. So let's talk about that before we get out of here.
Yeah. So we'll be sending information directly to parents today, but I did want to just take an opportunity to talk about this. Even with our heavy snowfall last year, calling a snow day is very disruptive for everyone. A snow day would mean we don't go to school at all. And that's very hard for our parents that have to then find childcare. And it's really difficult. Also by 9:30, sun's out usually here, even on a heavy snowfall day, and the roads are clear. And we all think, well, why didn't we just go to school? So what we're going to do is propose that with rare exception, hopefully no exception, we will do a late start. So I'll send exact information out. We'll post on social media. But basically that means that we would be 2 hours later than normal. 2 hours later at your bus stop, 2 hours later at school starting, and then everything would end normally, but start 2 hours later on those heavy snowfall days. And we'll send out communication by 6 a.m. on those mornings. We have our transportation director, Justin Wild, who leaves his house about 3 a.m. on those days and travels all the roads that we know are troublesome for buses, and helps us between that and UDOT help decide if we can safely transport kids on the bus. And if not, we'll do a 2 hour delay. But we'll let everyone know as those happen. But I did want to communicate that with parents, just so you know, we are really going to try to just do the late starts this year.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Makes sense.
I hope so.
All right. Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us this morning, bringing us up to speed on all this. I'm going to let you get back to school, and we'll be talking again in May.
Thanks, Dave.
Believe it or not.
Fine. It'll be here. 10 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.